or head to edwardjones.com.
12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
The summertime in northern Michigan.
Indeed it is, indeed it is. Let's check in with Nick Nurban from Pure Michigan. How are you, Nick?
Good morning. Yes, beautiful morning here in West Michigan, and very thrilled to have Tarek Skubal back on the mound for the Tigers, get us back on track. It's good to get a victory, but those White Sox, I don't know what it is this year. They've got a number somehow.
Yeah, I know. Now we got to take on the Twins, so we'll see how that all pans out. I am in the middle of a reboot on my computer, so I'm going to pull up the email on my phone, but we're going to talk about what's on your bucket list. What do you want to do before summer's over?
Well, every year for me, this is just me personally, once we get into August, I start assessing, okay, are there some things that I had planned that I absolutely wanted to do this summer around the state? And then making sure, like, okay, I've got a few weekends, let's make sure we've got these. And just also one thing, a note that to everyone listening, look, September has got is still a great opportunity to get out and enjoy some things around the state. It's not necessarily over Labor Day weekend. We've got beautiful weather in September, and it's actually a great time to travel, too.
Oh, I would agree. I've had some of the best beach days and, like, you know, road trips in September, you know, because all the kids are in school. You don't have to deal with them. They're in school. If you don't have kids in school anymore, that's a really good time to travel, for sure.
Well, so on my list, you know, one of the things we're going to go camping this weekend at Interlochen State Park. And it's a beautiful state park up near Traverse City. It actually has two inland lakes, Green Lake and Duck Lake, and all kinds of fun activities. And it's right next to the Interlochen Academy of Arts, which is actually, we're going to see a concert. We're going to see Green Sky Bluegrass.
Nice.
At the Interlochen. And they've got a wonderful outdoor amphitheater right there on Green Lake. And so that's one of the things I'm checking off my list. But I did talk with some friends at the DNR earlier this week. There is still availability at a number of state parks.
Really?
The state, and there are all kinds of private campgrounds. Yeah, I mean, some of the more popular places like Wilderness State Park or other places, that their August weekends are going to book up. But there is actually a way that you can set an alert that alerts you by email when a spot opens up, so you can quickly go in and book a site. So go to midnrreservations.com, find yourself a wonderful camping site all over the state. I mean, there's 103 state parks across the state. Get yourself a little weekend before the end of the year.
I love it. I love it. What about kayaking? That would be a fun thing to do.
Well, kayaking rivers, it's like sometimes we forget how relaxing and just how peaceful it is to be out there on the water. And for me, I'm always like, as I'm pulling the kayak out of the water, I'm always like, oh my gosh, I needed that. So there are a lot of outfitters that are across West Michigan from, you know, the Muskegon River down all the way down to the Kalamazoo River coming through Saugatuck. Wonderful outfitters that have rentals, and they'll transport you and do everything like that. You just show up, and they've got life jackets and all those things, too. So that's another great way to get out and enjoy summer.
I love it. How do you think the Tigers are going to do? What are your thoughts?
I'm excited. I'm feeling good. I think, you know, we have had a couple bumps in the road, but that's what a young team does. You know, last year they showed us that when it comes down to it, when it's crunch time, these guys are ready to go. So I'm feeling good. There's plenty of games left, too, at Comerica to get over and see this team in person. This could be a special year. This is the year to do it.
Yeah, I agree. You could go wine tasting. I've never done that, to be honest with you. I've never been wine tasting.
Well, we're so lucky here in Michigan. We've got more than 250 wineries across the state. And here in West Michigan, all the way down through Pawpaw and the areas down in the southwest corner of the state, the Lake Michigan Shore Wine Trail, great opportunities close by, but also up north. And an area that's on my list is the Petoskey Wine Trail. A lot of us hear about Traverse City and the wonderful wineries around Traverse City, around 50 wineries now around TC. But Petoskey is making a name for itself in wine, too, more than a dozen wineries up there between Charlevoix and Petoskey. So that's on my list.
I love it. A sunset cruise on a boat. I highly recommend fishgh.com. They're our fishing charter, and they do sunset cruises as well. There's also the Aquastar, and there's something called the Big Blue Boat here in Grand Haven. Have you ever been on a sunset cruise?
I love them. It's, you know, it's whether it's a boat that you and your family have, or it's friends, or you get out one of these commercial opportunities. Like, for example, the Badger up in Luddington has done sunset cruises, you know, and so There's the Saugatuck, Star of Saugatuck. There's all kinds of opportunities. I love the big blue boat idea there. There are so many different opportunities, but that, again, is one of those times where you just, you don't realize how much you really needed to step outside and let the water calm and soothe everything. So I think that's another great way to get out there and enjoy summer.
A lot of people, they use golf as a way to relax. They do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no question. Whether it's playing a golf course in the neighborhood, if you're an avid player of a wonderful course like American Dunes, or if you've got other golf courses in the region. But getting a golf getaway this time of year is always, it's often a great time to get great rates. And so, like, if you went to Crystal Mountain or Treetops or some of the wonderful Boyne resorts, you can get up there, and especially midweek. If you've got a couple of vacation days you have to use before the end of summer, go up there and stay a Wednesday, Thursday night, get up there and play 18 each day, have a wonderful golf getaway. You can't really beat that.
Awesome. And there is something I want to do on my bucket list. I would like to learn how to play pickleball, because the Grand Haven Open pickleball tournament is this weekend. It kicks off tonight from 5 to 8:30 at Lynn Sherwood Waterfront Stadium for a free community event. There's going to be live music, food trucks, beverages, an exhibition match with top pickleball players from around the state, and then competition starts on the courts near Mulligan's Hollow on Friday. These people are really serious about their pickleball.
Pickleball is kind of a sensation around the country.
I guess.
It's not like a lot of, my sister lives down in Chicago and she plays tennis. She's an avid tennis player, and she's also one of the folks that really embraced pickleball. And there are all kinds of resorts, not just communities, but destinations where people are traveling. They're adding pickleball courts because there's a lot of demand.
Wow.
People are really enjoying this sport, and the event in Grand Haven is going to be a blast this weekend.
Oh, my God. And I love seeing the, and well, I'm a senior, but I love seeing my peers out there slamming that ball away. It's awesome. You have a terrific weekend, and we'll talk again on next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Marielle.
All right, thank you. So many great ideas for that bucket list, things to do before the end of the summer.